This sermon is titled, Jesus is Here. He Heals. Be enriched as you listen.
Now, last Sunday, was our Supernatural Sunday, and we brought a very simple message. And after the message, I just felt that this month, the month of May, we will stay on that theme of looking at Jesus as our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our miracle worker, and the one who makes us whole. So there's a slight change to what we had previously planned. During the month of May, we had planned to do something different, but just because of what happened last Sunday, we're going to do something different this month, this whole month. I want us all just to focus on Jesus. Just to focus on Jesus and who Jesus is as our Savior, as our healer, as our deliverer, as our miracle worker, as the one who makes us whole. And I'm believing that in one of these four Sundays, if not today, one of these four Sundays, as we just keep our focus on Jesus and just keep reminding ourselves of who Jesus is, the Jesus we actually believe in, that each one of us will encounter this Jesus in a very personal and very powerful way, so that who he really is will become an experience for you and me, that we will encounter this Jesus. One of the things that we really need to remind ourselves is that the Jesus of the Bible is the Jesus of today. Amen? We don't believe in a different Jesus. I mean, if you believe, or if we were to believe in a different Jesus, that's a problem. The Jesus of the Bible is the Jesus of today. He's no different. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't suddenly become a theologian. No. He's still the miracle worker. He hasn't suddenly shed off his miracle working power and saying, from now onwards, I am an apologist. No. He's still the miracle worker. He's still the healer. He's still the deliverer. He's still the wonder working Jesus. And so we need in some way to recapture the right picture of the Jesus we believe in. We believe in the Jesus of the Bible. Amen? We need to remind ourselves of that. And then we need to extend our faith in that same Jesus and then believe to receive from him as people did in Bible times. Just believe. Because the Jesus of the Bible is the Jesus of today. The Jesus of the Bible is a supernatural, miracle-working, healing, delivering, loving, compassionate Jesus who's alive, who's powerful, who's interested in your life and mine. Amen? That's the Jesus we believe in. And so today, we're going to remind ourselves about this Jesus. The sermon title is very simple. Jesus is here. He heals. So tell your neighbor, Jesus is here, he heals. Jesus is here, he heals. And what we're going to do is just remind ourselves of the Jesus of the Bible. This is the Jesus we believe in. He hasn't changed. So look at the Jesus of the Bible. And then let's reach out and touch him in faith this morning. So all I'm going to do is recount some of the individual healings. And I've just categorized them for us, just to make it easy for us. When we think about the healings in the Gospels, the healings that Jesus worked, you can put them in categories like this. There are healings that dealt with the nerve and skin conditions. In the Bible, we find Jesus healing people with leprosy. Now, of course, today, leprosy is for the most part eradicated. We don't find people walking around with that, but try to connect the dots, try to relate to it. It was really a disease that affected the skin and the nerves. And so today, you translate that. If there are people sitting here watching online, you got some skin problems, you got disease that has affected your nerves, and therefore, because of that, some other symptoms in your body, the Jesus we believe in is the Jesus who heals skin conditions and problems with the nerves. He heals those. He hasn't changed. We see Jesus in the Bible. He healed someone with a high fever. This was Peter's wife's mother, Peter's mother-in-law. He comes to Peter's home, and Peter's wife's mother is sick with a high fever. Jesus didn't say, "No, high fever, that's okay." No. Even that mattered to him. He went, he laid hands on her, rebuked the fever, and the Bible says she arose and she served them. And that's the Jesus we believe in. You may have a problem and say, "Okay, it's not that big of a deal. It's just maybe fever, some other stomach disorder, some small thing here and there." Look, Jesus is interested in that. He's interested enough to come and lay hands on you and heal you. It's not too insignificant for Jesus. It's a problem. The Jesus of the Bible heals even those kinds of conditions. We see Jesus healing people who were bedridden for whatever reason. There was a centurion's servant who was paralyzed at home. He couldn't come to Jesus. There was a paralyzed man who had to be carried by four friends and be brought to Jesus, bedridden. There was another man, a nobleman's son. He was lying at home and his father came all the way to Jesus. "Could you heal my son?" There was a man at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years, bedridden. And that's a long time. 38 years, bedridden. Hoping that one day he would be able to get into the pool and be healed. And Jesus walks to him and says, "Would you like to be well?" And he didn't know who was talking to him. But in that moment, Jesus said, "Rise, take up your bed, go home." So people who were bedridden, for whatever condition, whatever problem, Jesus came to them, or they came to Jesus, and they were healed. And that's the Jesus we believe in. And he is still the same today. Amen? He healed people with blood-related problems. We know about the woman with the issue of blood. What was the cause of it? We don't know. But she had this blood condition, blood flow for 12 years. Now, she seemed to be a woman who was wealthy because she had money to go to many doctors. And she spent as much as she could on all these doctors. We believe in doctors. Thank God for them. But they couldn't cure her problem. And can you imagine this woman who probably had a lot of money, her last resort? "I'm going to make my way through the crowd. I'm just going to touch the hem of his garment. I'm just going to touch his garment." And sure enough, when she touched his garment, she was healed. That's the Jesus we believe in. And he is the same Jesus today. He hasn't changed. One touch can make us whole. One touch. The Jesus of the Bible, the Jesus we believe in, healed birth defects, blindness. Many of these people probably were born blind. There were two blind men came to Jesus crying out, "Son of David, have mercy." He touched their eyes were opened. There was a blind man of Bethsaida. Jesus took him out of town, laid his hands on him. He did just prayed twice. His eyes were opened. He could see. There was blind Bartimaeus and probably had another friend with him on the road to Jericho. And as Jesus passed by, they cried out. And Jesus asked them an interesting question. "What do you want me to do for you?" Because they had an option. They could have asked him for some money. So I asked, "What do you want me to do for you? You want some money? You want healing? What do you want me to do for you? Be clear." He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus healed him. That's the Jesus we believe in. In John 9, we read about a man who was born blind, and the disciples asked the question, "You know, I mean, why was he born blind? Was it some sin that he committed or his parents? Jesus said, forget your theological discussions. We are here to work the works of God, and the works of God is that he might receive his sight. So sometimes we get so caught up in our theology, we forget doing the works of God, which is heal. And Jesus healed him, sent him seeing. He healed all other kinds of birth defects. There was a man who had his hand withered, most likely born that way, born like that. He said, stretch out your hand. And you can imagine this man, if he was born in that condition and never, you know, was able to move that hand, as Jesus said, stretch out your hand. And as he began to move it, right there in front of the eyes of all these people, his hand became whole. That's the Jesus we believe in. There were people who were born deaf and dumb. And Jesus healed the man. And people were amazed that Jesus does everything well. He makes the dumb to speak and the deaf to hear. He makes everything well. That's the Jesus we believe in. The Jesus of the Bible. We read about a person who had, the Bible calls it, dropsy. Probably some form of edema, a collection of fluid or swelling in the joints, joint problems. And Luke 14 just makes a very simple statement. Jesus took him, healed him, and let him go. It's very simple. Took him, healed him, let him go. So you can imagine this man. He must have been sitting in that condition with so much pain. And Jesus takes him, heals him, and sends him away. That's the Jesus we believe in. Can you say amen? Jesus healed people with injuries. Think about Malchus. Peter, one of Jesus' own disciples, takes out the sword and he cuts off his ear. And Jesus makes it look so simple. It's like sticking two pieces of paper. Picks it up and sticks it back. I mean, think about it. I mean, if you had to do surgery to replace that, to fix that, it's a pretty intensive surgery. Jesus makes it so simple. That's the Jesus we believe in. And he still heals our injuries. Accidents that may cause these problems, other things happen. He heals. The Bible even tells us he healed the people who were maimed. Maimed means they had missing body parts. They didn't have a hand or a leg or just something missing. And you can imagine a new hand growing out of thin air, a new limb growing out. Matthew 15 records this. It says, verse 29 to 31, Jesus departed from there. He skirted the Sea of Galilee. He went up on a mountain. And great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole. Those with missing arms and legs had new ones. The lame walking, the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. That's the Jesus we believe in. Can you say amen? The Jesus of the Bible. That's the Jesus we believe. And he healed all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. Matthew 4, 23 and 24. The Bible says Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. All kinds. So even if it's not listed in one of these categories, all kinds. They just brought them to Jesus and he healed them. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the Jesus we believe in. The Jesus who heals all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. He heals. He hasn't changed. He's still the same. And as believers, you and I are convinced and you and I know that Jesus is here. So tell your neighbor, Jesus is here. We know he ascended to heaven, but he is here in all his fullness, in all his power. Jesus taught us in Matthew 18, he said, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Two or three. Here we are. We're all gathered in his name. And he said, I am there. He is here. The same Jesus. The Jesus of the Bible. Not a different Jesus. Not a metamorphosed Jesus. The same Jesus. Yes, we know he's glorified. Yes, we know he's exalted. He conquered sin and death. He finished the work on the cross. But that same healing, delivering, miracle working, prayer answering, making whole Jesus is here. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. He's here. He's here for you. He's here for me. To heal us, to deliver us, to work miracles in our lives. Paul writing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4, he reminds him, he says, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, so Paul is also in spirit with them, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we are gathered together in the name of our Lord Jesus, we are gathered together with the power, of the Lord Jesus. So when we are gathered together in his name, he is here, and Paul states very explicitly, his power is here. So tell your neighbor, he is here, his power is here. He is here, his power is here. So right in this place where we are gathered together as the church, as his people, Christ is here and his power is here. So we want him to do the same things that he did in Bible times, because he's the same. And our faith is in Jesus and his word. When the two blind men came to him in Matthew 9, 28 to 30, Jesus asked him a simple question. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Simple. Do you believe that I am able to do this? And their response was, yes, Lord. And the Bible says in verse 29, he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be to you. If Jesus was here, it's highly likely he'll ask us the same question. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe? And when we say yes, he says, according to your faith, be it done for you. Nothing's going to stop it. According to your faith, be it done for you. Nothing will stop. So this morning, that same Jesus that we look to said, Jesus, I need your touch. The same Jesus of the Bible, you touch me. I look to you, I believe you're able to make me whole, to make me well, to heal whatever the condition, whatever the disease, we are looking to Jesus. I want to remind you, worship team, please come. I want to remind you that we are looking unto Jesus. We know the scriptures in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That means our eyes are on Jesus. You're not looking to a man. You're not looking to some great person. No. You're looking to Jesus. He's the same Jesus The same Jesus who went by the man who was lying by the pool of Bethesda and says, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." We are looking to the same Jesus to whom when they brought this man who was paralyzed, his four friends, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven. Rise, take up your bed." We are looking to the same Jesus who made the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the lame to walk, the maimed to be whole, who cleansed the lepers. We are looking to the same Jesus. And he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We are looking to this Jesus. And I just want to remind us the purpose of signs. Why did Jesus do all these miracles and why does he continue to do them? In John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, John says, "Truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." So John is saying, look, Jesus did so many other miracles, we haven't recorded them all. So many miracles. But we recorded a few so that you can believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And believing, as you believe in him, you can have life through his name. So the purpose of all these miracles is to bring us to this place where we believe in the Son of the living God. And he still works those miracles. There are still people who need to believe, who need to come to that place of believing in the Son of the living God. So surely he's going to keep working those signs, those miracles. Amen? So this morning, we're going to do something very simple. The worship team is going to lead us, and during that time, I want you to just connect with Jesus. Just connect with him. And say, "Lord, I believe that you're still the miracle working, the saving, the healing, delivering Jesus. I believe. Lord, touch me. The way you touch the multitudes in the Bible, the way you heal the people in the Bible, touch me." Or maybe you're praying for a loved one, a family member. Lift their name up before God and say, "Lord, touch them." Those of you watching online, right where you are, you pray. And the Lord is present right where you are to touch you. And as we pray, and as the Lord touches you, if something happens to you right here, right now, in this auditorium, we'd encourage you to testify. So one, you can come right up here and testify. We have mics available. If something happens to you right here, right now, and you can verify it, we're not going to make things up, but if you can verify it, then you're most welcome to come forward and say, "This happened to me right here, right now." The second thing we do is like what Jesus encouraged some of the people. He said, "Go show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself. Let somebody investigate. Let somebody examine you." So we encourage you, go show yourself to the doctor. Get yourself examined. And then you can send in a testimony. The email that you are familiar with this to is testimony@apcw.org. Send a testimony. This is what happened. I went, I met the doctor. The doctor checked me, ran the tests, and they verified my healing. So do that. That's perfectly fine. So either way, you experience the Lord touching you. Testify. Let's rise to our feet, please. As we just look to Jesus. And Father, we just bring ourselves before you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You are here. You said that when we are gathered together in your name, you are present. Your power is here. And Lord, all across this auditorium and those all listening online, let people experience your healing touch. Because we believe in the Jesus of the Bible. The Jesus who healed, the Jesus who delivered. The Jesus who healed all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. We believe in Jesus. So let your healing power be made manifest by the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord.
The presence of the Lord is here. The healing presence of the Lord is here. Our God and King, who made everything, is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The healing presence of the Lord is here. Our God and King, who made everything, is here. He said, let there be light. He said, Lazarus, rise and hear. He said, rise up and walk. And the lame man walked. He makes all things new. He's giving you sight. He is giving you sight to the blind. He is giving new strength. He's healing your body and mind. He makes all things new. right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, move now. Restoration, transformation, new birth, new life, be healed, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just pray together. Lord, we just receive by faith. We say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You are able. Yes, Lord, we receive our healing. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the healer, be healed. Let every sickness, every disease be taken out of our bodies, our minds. Let the healing power of Jesus that is here right now flow through your body, flow through your minds, and heal every condition. Joints be healed. Nerves be healed. Blood conditions be healed. Let tumors disappear. And God, let your healing water flow. Healing every ailment, because you are our healer. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we take authority over every spirit of infirmity, every demon that's causing sickness and disease. We charge you to leave in the name of Jesus. Every spirit behind that sickness and disease, we command you to leave. We curse every cancerous cell, we curse it. Command it to die in the name of Jesus. Let bodies be healed, made whole in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray there will be great testimonies that people will say, our Jesus does everything well. He heals us. He heals us. We thank you, O God. May all the praise and the glory and the honor be to your name alone. Thank you. Thank you. Is anyone here? You felt the Lord do something for you right here, right now. You want to testify, we just want to give you a moment to come forward. Anyone here, right now, you felt the Lord do something for you that you can verify. Right? We're not making things up, but something happened to you right here, right now. Just wave at me or just come up here, right? And you can take a moment to testify. Anyone? Something happened to you? Okay, I don't see anyone coming forward. Now, when you go home, go to the doctor, or something happens during the course of the week, make sure you send a testimony in so we can read it the following Sunday or after we receive from you. We will share that testimony. And we do encourage you to go verify your healing with the doctors. Don't hold back. Go to the doctor, get checked. Let them verify your healing. So now we're going to continue in this for the next several Sundays. Next Sunday, we'll talk about the miracles of Jesus. So come expect. And we talk about the delivering of Jesus, how he delivers us from demonic powers. We're going to talk about Jesus who makes us whole. So we're focusing on this for the next several Sundays to create that faith in our hearts that our Jesus is a miracle-working Jesus. We don't want to give up. Amen. Just continue with that. So bring people in who need healing, a miracle, a deliverance, something that they need to encounter Jesus. Get them in here. Let's just continue just looking to Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible. And I'm believing that one of these Sundays, that each one of us will receive our touch from the Lord. our touch from the Lord. Amen? Just one quick announcement. Today, after this service, we have a lunch that we have arranged for our graduating students and their families. It's going to be somewhere in this hall, I think at the back of the hall. So please give them the space they need to enjoy their lunch and their time with family. You're most welcome to come and come congratulate them and all of that. And we just want to give them a lunch, and then from here they will head back to wherever they came from. So that will be happening at the back of the hall somewhere. And we just want to say thank you. So once again, graduates, congratulations. God bless you. Go be a mighty blessing. Go be a mighty blessing for the kingdom of God. Amen. Let's close. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with each of us always. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We trust this message was a blessing to you. For more free resources, including sermons, sermon notes, and books, please visit apcwo.org. For information on APC Bible College in Bangalore, visit apcbiblecollege.org. Do remember to download the All People's Church Bangalore app from the Apple or Google Play Store.